This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Who gets to go to heaven? Everyone? Or only good people? Missionaries? Preachers? We'll talk about entrance requirements on today's program. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That is why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program each week. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Over the years, I've asked people the question, is there a heaven? And if so, will you go there when you die? And if you will go there, why? Why should God allow you into his heaven? After all, God created this perfect paradise that, unlike earth, has no sin nor crime, no pain nor sorrow, only peace, harmony, and absolute happiness. If God allows imperfect people into his heaven, it would become corrupted. In the Bible book of Genesis, the Garden of Eden was a perfect paradise until man and woman chose to disobey God, causing the first sin. People have been multiplying those sins ever since then, and you see what the world is like now. Here are some of the answers I have gotten to my question about who should go to heaven. First of all, people say, there is no heaven. When we die, we just decay in the ground. The end. The second answer is, good people go to heaven. Those who are kind, generous, considerate, neighborly, and who help the disadvantaged and poor of the world. The third answer I hear is, preachers and missionaries who do good work for God go to heaven. And the fourth answer I've heard, maybe the most common even, is everybody goes to heaven. Otherwise, God would be cruel to send anyone to torment in hell. Who could believe in a cruel, vindictive God? I hear that quite often, actually. Well, let's discuss some of these common answers on heaven. Those who think there is no heaven usually also think there is no God. This is usually wishful thinking. These people hope there is no heaven, and they really hope there is no hell either. They want to live their life however they please, whatever suits their own desires, and they hope there are no consequences to their life. They would like to believe they can live as the animals do. When the animals die, their carcass lies rotting on the ground. People who do not believe in heaven usually want a human burial and some kind of dignity at death, but they still think that there is no existence beyond death. At least, that's what they hope for. By the way, why would people hope to not go to heaven? Why wouldn't anyone want an eternity in paradise and happiness? I think they would like it, actually, but they are afraid that it would mean giving up a life of worldly pleasures on earth, and they don't want to risk losing earthly pleasures for a promised paradise in heaven that they cannot be sure exists. Jesus Christ said in the Bible in Matthew 16:26, "For what does a man have if he gets the whole world and loses his own soul? What can a man give to buy back his soul?" You can have all the friends, lovers, money, and entertainments possible, but if at the same time you cause yourself to forfeit eternal life in heaven, but instead face an eternity of torment in hell, what good is that? Here's a brief excerpt from Revelation chapter 21 in the New Testament of the Bible, describing just a bit of what heaven is like. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist any more, nor mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased to exist. I didn't see a temple in the city. That's because the Lamb of the Lord God who rules over all are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it. The glory of God is its light, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk by the light of the city. The kings of the world will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut, because there will be no night there. Only what is pure will enter the city. No one who causes people to believe lies will enter it. No one who does shameful things will enter it. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter the city. Okay, now back to those reasons people give about who goes to heaven. Some people say only good people who do kind and charitable things go to heaven. The Bible says otherwise. In Philippians 3:8-9, the Apostle Paul explains from the Bible, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. And in Romans 3:10-19, we read, There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, there is no one who seeks God. All have turned away, together they have become worthless. There is not one who shows kindness, not even one. Their throats are open graves, they deceive with their tongues. The poison of asps is under their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery are in their paths, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. So the Bible makes it quite clear that everyone in the whole world is a sinner. They can offer God nothing as a qualification for entrance into heaven. We can try to be as kind and giving and charitable as possible, but our best is never good enough for God, who is absolutely perfect, and therefore so is his heaven. The only way any of us get to go to heaven when we die is to allow ourselves to be transformed supernaturally by the Holy Spirit of God as we surrender the will of our lives to the control of God. We do this as we acknowledge Jesus Christ as the only Son of God who died as a supreme sacrifice for our sinful lives, to redeem our souls, and to transform us, to make us acceptable for heaven when we die. Only God can make us acceptable for heaven. Our part is to surrender to God in faith, trusting only in the merits of Christ and his sacrifice for sins as the only acceptable payment God will allow for entrance into heaven. So when you die, the only correct answer to the question, why should God let you into his heaven, is, because I trusted in Jesus Christ, by faith alone, to take away my sins and make me holy and pure for heaven. That is the only acceptable answer. Jesus is the answer. John 3:16-17 tells us this, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And I am grateful to God, so very grateful for his salvation to me. This is personal. I do this radio program so that everyone can have the same forgiveness from sin and eternal life that I have. This is the best kind of sharing, sharing of eternal life. Psalm 118:14 says, The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Yes, this is personal. I do not deserve heaven. No one does. No preacher, no missionary, or kind-hearted, saintly grandmother deserves heaven either. Yet God is so good. He created a way to save sinful, rebellious people without damage to His own perfect and holy nature as God. God did this by sending His only Son, Jesus, to earth to live and then allow Himself to be sacrificed as an acceptable sacrifice for the sins of everyone who would believe in Jesus for their own personal, eternal salvation. That is the essence of the gospel message. That is the message I bring to you each week on this radio program. I remember watching a TV show about a fireman who rescues someone from certain death from a burning building. In the weeks that followed, the rescued person keeps doing kind deeds of gratitude for the fireman who saved his life, and the rescued person becomes the fireman's best friend throughout his life. Those of us who have allowed Jesus Christ to rescue us from our life of sin and death to give us eternal life are certainly grateful to Jesus with the rest of our lives. One of the ways we can show this gratitude to Christ is by spreading the good news of what Jesus offers to the whole world. With the offer of eternal life to everyone who chooses to believe in Jesus and to receive the redemption of their souls, that is, to receive eternal life with God in heaven. Jesus, speaking to His disciples on earth in the first century, told them this in John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to Myself, that where I am, you may be also. Romans 10:9-10 explains salvation quite simply and directly. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this radio program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program each week. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John 3:3 in the Bible, which says, "Jesus answered him, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.'"